Hello, beautiful leaders, and welcome to Mindset Your Business. I'm Dr. Lanisha, a woman who believes in the power of humor, connection, and entrepreneurship. And like many of you, I'm on a journey of personal and business growth, which is why I've dedicated the last 7 years to supporting women as a leadership brand coach and anxiety therapist. This is your space to be inspired, to be understood, and to embrace both your personal and professional journey as we discuss topics about personal transformation, mindset shifts, and leadership wins. Together, let's share stories, strategies, and insights that will empower each of us to lead with confidence, innovate with courage, and live with purpose. The goal of every episode is to grow, connect, and celebrate the incredible impact of Black women in the business world. Hey, leader, welcome back to Mindset Your Business, a place where Black women come to hang out to find strength. We get a little bit of strategy and we get honesty here. I am your host, Dr. Lanisha, entrepreneur, business leadership coach, anxiety therapist, speaker, and all around just a dope woman. Okay. In this episode, we're getting into a very transformative topic. And that is speaking directly to your dream audience. So let's set the stage. Imagine entrepreneurship as this huge, noisy marketplace, which we know it is, selling online, being online, creating connections online is something that is huge. Everyone is shouting, trying to be heard. As a Black woman in this space, the noise isn't often just from the outside. It's also those internal messages or voices that we hear of self-doubt and the loud echoes of perfectionism. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, the voices that are telling you can't do this. It's oversaturated. You'll never be able to grow your business online except for through the, 10K and 30 days, we hear a lot about those messages as well. But what if I told you that there's a way not just to speak into the abyss or into the marketplace, but to resonate, right? To connect deeply with those who are not just any audience, right? But your audience, your people, those who will advocate for you, those who will rock for you, those who, no matter what you put out after they've experienced you, they will continue to want to experience whatever you have coming out. They will be your champions. They will be your client success stories. Listen, if they've experienced you in a transformative way, they're going to want to tell their friends about you, their mama, their sister, their cousin. They're going to ride for you, okay? Basically is what I'm saying. I remember, and excuse me, guys, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, but I said I wanted to show up for you just as I would love for you to show up for me. So I'm going to do a sit, y'all. This is just what we do. But I remember in the early days of this digital online hustle, I'm sure like many of you. And maybe I'm just speaking to myself. Maybe it was just me, but I got a feeling it's not just me. I feared niche communication. I even feared the word niche, count people out. What? Not me. I'm not counting anybody out because I can help everybody. I want to help everybody because everybody can benefit from what I have to say, which I do believe that is true, but that's not helpful for me and my business. As the leader of my business, it's not helpful either. I was anxious that by speaking directly to Black women entrepreneurs, I would leave other people out. And for me, I was just like, man, look, I gotta make this money. When I first became a full-time entrepreneur, I was so nervous about not making a sale, right? I was like, oh, if she want my services, I'm gonna take her. Not knowing that, that was detrimental to my business because while I was trying to speak to everyone, I wasn't really speaking to the one that would make my heart smile, right? I was just I was just out there. I cast a wide net, hoping that anybody would catch it, or hoping that I could catch anyone. And so my message was real generic back in my confidence coaching days, or even when I was trying to get out there my therapy expertise. I'd be like, I can help all women. That's what I would say. I can help all women. And I was quiet about it because deep down, the truth in my heart, I wanted to work with Black women. I wanted my expertise, my knowledge, my want, my passion. It was all aligned with Black women. And that's y'all, my people. I love y'all. I really do. So that's when I decided, I was just like, I'm not talking to a lot of people. Well, I'm trying to talk to everyone. And I want to talk to my people. I want to talk to Black women. So you might be wondering right now, like, well, why? Why do I need to speak directly? Why direct communication? Why do I have to narrow the focus? And I know that most of us, we are multi-talented, right? But when it comes down to your business, it's going to be important to speak directly to the people that you want to serve. And you need to, if I can be honest with y'all, you've got to focus on getting one thing mastered, or even get the reps in for one thing, one offer, before you can start trying to speak to everyone. And I think that we, because of our scarcity mindset, we are so focused on, let me just put myself out there for everyone so I'll have more chances of working with more people, getting more clients, serving more people. But that's exhausting, y'all. It's exhausting. It was a journey to realize that when you speak directly to someone's experiences, to their challenges, to their dreams, you don't just get heard. You resonate. And that's what you want to do in your business. You want to resonate with people. You want to create a connection that's deeper than superficial likes, follows, subscribers, or just the numbers. I have seen a lot of messages that say the numbers, this is how you can get 100K followers in, you know, this many days. Or you can get 100K followers if you follow this step-by-step, you know, strategy. But it's not to get the followers. It's to build those deep connections. And that is how you build a profitable business or a profitable brand, which, let's just be honest, we're entrepreneurs. We have to think about the conversions. And I know you want more conversions, but deep down, you really want to learn how to connect with your people. Community building is something that I always talk about. You'll see it on my, whether it's on this podcast, you're listening to it on this podcast, or you see it in my content. Community building is so important to me. And so you want to build a community that thrives on mutual understanding and share our aspirations. You don't want to talk to someone who is not even aligned with what you have to offer in your business. That's just like, let's just say you are a self-employed barista. You don't want your marketing efforts to go to someone who is looking to connect to someone who does lashes. So you have to talk to your person. I want to talk about, how can you start this shift? How can you start the shift of going from, I'm going to talk to everybody because I don't want to miss out, to let me start talking directly to the person that I need to talk to? And here's what you need to do. You need to begin small. Share a piece of your story in your next blog post, Instagram post, or anywhere on social media, you know, where you update your community, or even in your next newsletter to your email list. Share your story. Describe a challenge you faced, how you felt, how you overcame it. Your story should be specific and reflective of the outcomes and the experiences that speak directly to the heart of your community. Okay? To the heart of your community. That's why in my coaching sessions, I often start with, we've got to identify some mindset shifts that you have to make, but we've also got to identify who your dream audience is. You need to know who you're talking to, babe. But, you know, that'll be in another episode. And remember, your voice, the seasoning on the top is going to be your experiences, your struggles, your victories, and your voice is uniquely yours. I've said it before and I will say it again. People need to hear directly from you. They don't need to hear about this story that you've got from emulating somebody else. You gotta be you. You must be you. Your story is authentic. And there's a community out there that is looking for, that is, dare I say, craving your authenticity. They will be drawn out not only by the successes and the wins and the way you celebrate those successes and wins, but also by your resiliency. And I'm here to tell you, look, entrepreneurship, in addition to humbling you, it will teach you lessons upon lessons about resiliency. So they want to know that you have the courage to share your true self. That is what your audience is looking for. Here's something else I want you to think about. Think about the legacy of your business that you are building. Think about the legacy of your brand. Think about just the legacy of who you are, how you want people to remember you. You don't want people to remember you as being merely a transactional person. But I know, because if you are in community with me, that means that you align with me in some type of way. And you are out here. You exist so that you can inspire others, so that you can empower others, so that you can help people through transformation. You're out here creating a space where our passion, our purpose is rooted in community and authenticity so that we can uplift the people that you are called to serve. And it's important. It is so very important. As I wrap up this conversation, I want to invite you to do something. I invite you to reflect on what you heard in this episode today. I also want you to engage with me. And what I would like for you to do is, I'm going to post about this episode on my Instagram page, and I want you to drop a comment or a message about what's holding you back from speaking directly to your dream audience, the people that you dream about, you continue to work at and fight for your business. What's holding you back from that? Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Mindset Your Business. I hope that this episode leaves you inspired. Thank you for spending your time with me. It is very much appreciated. Make sure you're connecting with me on the socials. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Lanisha. That's DrLanecha. No matter where you are listening to this episode, make sure you subscribe right now so you can stay connected and alerted when new episodes are released. I also share my new episode information with the Mindset Your Business community via email. So if you haven't already joined the email community, like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? The link will be in the show notes, okay? Until next time, ladies, keep leading with passion, growing intentionally, and vibing out on this ride of entrepreneurship. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.